Volume 1, The Symbolic Code Number 2. The Symbolic Code News Items. Volume 1, August 15, 1934. Number 2, Los Angeles, Calif. In the interest of the SDA denomination. A step forward. Our free employment agency is now being organized, and we pray, and hope, that it will prove a success from the very start. This of course will depend very much upon the faithfulness of our brethren who are standing in the light. If we move as an unit in the hand of God, we shall be a mighty power in the earth. Hence, it is necessary that strict attention be given in every line of the work, especially in small things, for who hath despised the day of small things? Saith the Lord. Zechariah 4:10. Therefore, it is very urgent that every believer in present truth report to our employment department as soon as he hears of any work that is to be done in whatever line it may be, small or great. Also, it is necessary that those who desire to obtain employment state the kind of work they are best fitted for, and the amount of experience they have had along that particular line, for it is our desire to place the right person in the right job. Only those who expect to render faithful service for the least amount of money will be furnished with work. It matters not where you live or where the work to be done may be. We shall expect every believer to respond to this worthy enterprise, whether he be seeking employment or to employ. When we hear from you, we shall do what we can to serve your needs as soon thereafter as possible. All service is to be free of charge. Employment given only to believers in present truth must be our rule. We thank you in advance for your cooperation, and may God add his blessings to it. A part that all may have. At the conference meetings in Los Angeles early this year, it was unanimously adopted that every Friday afternoon, at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, believers in present truth would seek God in behalf of the message, believing that such a concerted voice would lay at heaven's altar, in all truth, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man which availeth much. We earnestly ask that all join at the appointed hour in this mighty prayer bank which is to shake the world. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, is our work to be done. To assist in habituating yourself to keep this appointment, we suggest that for 3 of 4 Fridays, when you arise in the morning, you set your alarm clock for 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, according to your respective zones. Let us henceforth at this time on Fridays, rejoicing in a sense of united strength, lift our voices in unison to God, in mighty intercession in behalf of our own church, and all concerned. Volume 1, Symbolic Code Number 2, Page 1. General Unit Location Sought For. Being deprived of all denominational advantages such as sanitariums, health food factories, print and presses, etc., perhaps it may be necessary for a rural location for the establishment of a combined unit to assist in carrying the message to the church, until the siege against it shall be successfully culminated in a glorious victory, when the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:7. This has been suggested by a sister and her husband, who have had considerable experience in this line. Therefore we call the attention of all who are standing in the light to give consideration to such an enterprise. Anyone having knowledge of such a location, and the necessary information regarding it, please communicate it to this office. Our prayers for such an undertaking in behalf of God's people will be answered by whatever the results to this call might be. The work in Wyoming. Sister Hendricks sends a fine report from Sheridan. We one or two extracts from her letter. I was happy to receive the first copy of the symbolic code. It cheered our hearts to hear of the reports from other fields. At times we feel almost crushed by the opposition and ridicule on every hand, and it seems that we are all alone, so it helps us wonderfully, and urges us to fight the battle to the finish, when we hear from others that are standing for present truth. Sister Naomi Hindman and Sister Grubbs are leaving next week for Washington to visit friends and relatives there, and they expect to give chart studies and establish some in the truth. These are encouraging words and indicate that the little company there is zealously pressing forward the battle. May their light continue to grow into such candle power as to shed its rays the length and breadth of the Great Divide. News from Colorado. Bro. H. G. Warden, now in Montrose, a pioneer worker in the field, communicates the following intelligence regarding his latest efforts in that field. We are glad to tell you that our success continues here. We now have a company organized with leader and a secretary. The leader, Mrs. Molly Hartman, is surely a fine woman, one of the hardest workers I ever saw, and always trying to help the other fellow. She is fully converted to the spirit of prophecy, from which she had backslidden. We know that the angels always rejoice over such a report. This gratifying experience of Sister Hartman's moves us to ascertain how many in accepting the message of the shepherd's rod have experienced the same conversion. We know that many such reclamations have been made and desire to hear of as many as possible. Therefore, let each reader of these lines, whose belief in the spirit of prophecy has been established by the shepherd's rod, make known the fact to this office. Activities at Loma Linda and vicinity. Some of the churches in Riverside Country have joined hands with the Loma Linda Church in an organized effort to combat the rapidly increasing influence of the shepherd's rod in their localities. To this end, they have already conducted three of a series of public meetings held in Loma Linda. Volume 1, Symbolic Code Number 2, Page 2. We do not believe it necessary to record what sort of consideration we were given, more than to remark that the customary opposition procedure was followed. The meetings admittedly have as their purpose and aim to present but one side of the question, rather than to discover truth regardless of the consideration of how many sides such a presentation might entail. Where this principle has always led, where it will always lead, all men know too well. We believe we can sympathize with our brethren in the problem which now confronts them. They are in an exceedingly difficult and trying position, one which is most unenviable, and for this we are profoundly sorry. Yet we dare not allow our sympathies so to confuse values as to condone injustice and extol that ultra-sympathetic tenor of mind which is mere indulgence, and it is this that our brethren demand of us. News from the South. A very interesting letter from Dr. John Levin. Young of Columbia, SC, says in part, I have read both volume on the SR message, and I must say that it has struck me very forcibly. I do feel the need of a reformation and revival in my own heart, and I sigh and cry for the things that are done among us as a people. I have read your pamphlets, and I am looking for a tract on the message in Ozzy, and on the seven trumpets. I want to know and do the truth. I have appreciated the many beautiful truths set before me. I feel that I am a better man, having related myself closer to God through them. I realize that something must be done for our people, and done quickly. We have suffered many things on account of the way we have related ourselves to the message, but it is not earthly praise that we seek. I praise God for the few in our church here who want pure provender, well winnowed, important. Sister Hermanson asks the cooperation of every worker in reference to perfecting the mailing list for the symbolic code. The present necessity is that she be supplies with the names and addresses of all isolated believers in present truth. We must all respond, in this matter, promptly upon reading these words, if we wish to see our isolated fellow believers also enjoy this issue of the symbolic code. We have full faith this urgent call will be immediately answered by all. An appeal. We here append a short list of some of the workers in various places, and make a general appeal to the readers of the symbolic code who may have SDA acquaintances or relatives in these localities, that you put the worker in touch with them by a letter of introduction. The workers will be very grateful for all such help received. H.G. Warden, 328 South 6th Street, Montrose, Colorado, Mrs. Hazel Hendricks, Fort McKenzie, Sheridan, Wyoming. H.F. Roller, 502 Foster Avenue, Coahuila, Idaho. Eugene Lipsy, 4022 Newton Ave, San Diego. Calif, R.T. Nash, Artibach 78, Redlands, Calif, Miss Esther O'Malley, 1155 Half W 36th Street, Los Angeles, Calif, Volume 1 Symbolic Code Number 2, Page 3. E.T. Wilson, R5 Hendersonville, in Carolina, Dr. Robert L. Stokes, 45 Main Street, Brevard, in Carolina, Dr. W.S. Butterbaugh, 708 13th Street, Denver, Colorado. We again remind our readers to supply S.R. Hermanson with names and addresses of SDAs who might be interested in reading our free literature. All communications regarding items herein, addressed to the Universal Publishing House, Symbolic Code Dept, Box 68 Station K, Los Angeles, California. Anyone interested in buying a 160-acre farm in Montana, communicate with Mrs. Mary McCune, Fraser, Montana. Volume 1 Symbolic Code Number 2, Page 4.